Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
It's podcast time. Hiya, girls. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you're all rating, reviewing and subscribing on iTunes. Ladies of Liverpool, really getting about now. And I'm loving hearing all your stories and all your comments. So make sure you're getting them in there. Just want to quickly introduce a lady I'm bringing into the studio today for you to listen to. So can you imagine saying goodbye to your brother who's going out on a night out only for him never to return? We're going to be talking about a senseless killing, a murder that happened to her brother and how she's managed to carry on with her life. It's never going to be easy. She's got no real tips on how to do it, but she is going to inspire you. This lady is doing massive things to try and help change this awful situation that we've got going on, not just in Liverpool, but right across the country. Knife crimes, what we're discussing today, and how during 2019, she plans to make a change, how she's roping in all her family and her friends and her husband, Terry. Please let me introduce to you a woman with so much strength and dignity. It's Laura McGinty, and this podcast is dedicated to her brother Colin.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
So going back to when, set the date.
March 2001.
Something happened that changed your life, your mum's life, your family's life forever.
Yeah, forever. Our Colin, my brother, was 21 and he went out on a night out to Bootle with his mates, but he never came home. He was attacked on his way home and was stabbed to death.
Now, you speak so highly of your brother. You always have done.
Yeah.
Explain what he was like as a lad.
Fun loving, funny. Mm-hmm. A good person to be around. Really, we used to. Colin was 21. I think I was 19. No, it wasn't. I was 18 at the time, nearly 19. And we always used to go out. We used to make a bit of a joke of it. Really, we'd make one of my mates a different one each week. Cop off with them just so he'd buy us all of our ale all night. So we'd go out with a tenner each and it'd be like, it doesn't matter.
Aww.
I'll just make someone cop off with your Colin and he'll just pay for us for the rest of the night. But that aside, he had loads of mates. He had a good job, joiner in the Royal Hospital, loads and loads of friends, liked by loads of people, sporty, you know, just a nice lad.
So I'm going to put this out there now for anyone who's thinking it. Did you see this coming? Did he have enemies?
No.
Was he living a certain lifestyle?
No. Like, prior to this, you'd hear about people being murdered, and typically there would be some kind of link to a bad life.
Yeah.
Typically. And I'm basically judging without knowing the full facts there. But in Colin's instance, it really opened my eyes because he was just a normal lad. I mean, believe it or not, we do come from, like, quite a nice area. Like, people are surprised when I say I'm originally from Blundell Sands.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're not.
You'd worked hard. Your mum and dad worked hard. We
lived in a nice house. Mum and dad had,
you
know, went to a really good school. My family were known to the community because my brothers, apart from me, were really, really sporty. So one of them played for Liverpool. They ran for the city. We were just a normal, everyday family.
So what happened that night?
So he went out and he came out. He came back from, it was Sullivan's, and was just walking home down Marsh Lane trying to get a taxi with his mates, and a car pulled up and four lads got out of the car and gave chase to Colin and his friends. Colin's friends managed to get away. Colin ran down an alleyway down the back of a pub and they got him at the back of the pub. We didn't realise at the time, because there was no motive for the murder, so for, you know, quite some time we were like, oh my God, how, what? It was like, not only was it a big deal, the fact he was murdered, but how the hell has that come about?
Yeah.
Because we then felt like, did we not know who
you
he was?
Questioning, missed something. Has he been living a different life?
And then, you know, the police, because they don't have a motive, they have to look into everything. So they come to your house, they take items away. Mm. And we did find out years and years later, which is a whole nother story. We did know at the time that it was a case of mistaken identity, but that was just the police's suspicion because they couldn't find a motive for what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But we actually had that confirmed quite a few years later, which is quite a long-winded story, and but it's mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. But it completely confirmed that Colin was mistaken to be somebody else.
So he looks like the person that you now know who this was all aimed at, really.
And that person was also in the venue that night. That person's got conflict with the people that killed Colin. There was
so
a gangland feud between them. So it really is, like, to say an absolute waste of life is an understatement. It was just so, so sad. I mean, depressing as this sounds, but Colin was he was viciously attacked. I mean, we couldn't even donate an organ because every major organ was punctured. He didn't die there and then either. He got taken to Fazakerley Hospital, and my mum and dad got a phone call and managed to get up to the hospital in time to see him. But he was still alive, fully aware of what was happening.
So he was speaking to your mum and dad?
Yeah, he begged my dad not to leave him. And then he went into theatre and they couldn't stop the bleeding. And he died, he had a heart attack. So for me, I just think that the fact he died is a big deal. That, for me, knocks me sick because I think who could inflict that kind of damage on that kind of, you know, pain? And I could go into exactly what happened to him, but it doesn't really warrant it. What they did was horrific.
And it's going on. How many years ago was that then?
17 years.
And 17 years later, in the city that we all love, that we can praise, you know, till tomorrow, we could sit here and talk about the great things going on in Liverpool, but we can't hide away. This is a massive problem.
Even then, it wasn't like someone spoke to me about this, about knife crime back in the day. Is it worse today than it was then? I have to say, and this is my own personal opinion, yes, I think it is worse today than it was back then because you didn't hear about these things.
No.
So in our Collins case, it was quite a big, well, of course it'd be a big deal, but it was a really big deal as in it got national news coverage because this didn't happen. We didn't have social media. We didn't have...
It's a different time, wasn't it?
But nowadays, and I sound about 100 when I say that, but it's become normalised.
Yeah.
It has become normalised. I've started this campaign, and when I say campaign, I've started... There's a campaign that already exists. I'm just tagging on to this campaign.
Tell us about it.
So the No More Knives campaign and the Real Men Don't Carry Knives campaign are two similar campaigns that are running in the city, which is all about raising awareness of knife crime. And my brother will be 40 next year, and we were deciding to do something to honour him and to celebrate the fact that he'd be 40.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to have a party because I didn't think it was appropriate to have a party and him not be here.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think alcohol mixed with high emotions is probably just not a good idea.
Yeah.
So we decided we were going to do some kind of positive event. My husband was running the, quite funny actually, Terry ran the Great North Run.
I don't see your Terry as a
runner. Oh, he's amazing.
How did that come about? Has he always ran and just kept it quiet?
No. Years ago,
yeah,
I sold a campaign to a charity.
Right.
They were looking for places for people to run in the Rock and Roll Marathon.
So as part of your job, you've sold a campaign. She's obviously in sales and marketing. And then
we didn't have enough runners. And I was like, oh! You're going to have to do this. So he did. And he absolutely smashed it. So since then, he's been quite good at... Well, when he gets the glass of red wine out of his hands, he's quite good. He'll go and do it. So he was running the Great North Run.
Right.
I'm doing the ironing with the kids and the baby. And he texts me to say, put the telly on. And I thought, I put the telly on, there's Mo Farah. And I thought, if he is next to Mo Farah, I'm going to die on the spot. He wasn't. He was in a group shot. But the whole hashtag with the Great North Run is inspire me.
Yeah.
So I was like... Oh my God, I'm inspired.
Ladies of Liverpool.
In the name of your Colin then, you've decided to rope in tons of mates. How many have you got?
I've got loads of mates. I can't count. I've got that many. I think there might be 59 people.
What?
That have paid, signed up, registered, got T-shirts to take part in this with us. But the funny thing is, everyone's it's like complete mixed ability. I've got a WhatsApp group, which is a bit... Like, sometimes I feel like leaving it myself because I'm inundated with stuff.
Yeah.
And then I've got two, like, really crazy younger brothers who just randomly throw in, like, a filthy meme.
I'm on this WhatsApp group. I haven't been for a run with them. I keep threatening them. I might just turn up on the day. But you're planning to get all these people together. Yeah. You're raising money and it's all going to the two chosen charities.
Which is Cash for Kids.
Oh, right. Okay.
So we're not... Because No More Knives isn't a registered charity and... Real Men Don't Carry Knives isn't a registered charity. We can't really collect money for it because I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
Yeah.
But my plan for 2019...
Go on, now this is the good bit. So once the run's taking place...
I'm going to look into it. I'm already looking into it, but it's quite a lot of work to make In Memory of Colin McGinty a registered charity. And what I would like to do, and I cannot believe I'm saying this, is start sporting events where people can sponsor us and that money that we raise then can properly make an impact on the local community. Like, I'm meeting with a guy on Friday who's involved with one of these campaigns, and he works in Anfield Boxing Gym, and he goes and does loads and loads of outreach work with kids. He goes to low household income areas where there's major crime rates, and he'll go into the secondary schools and he'll talk to kids about knife crime. He usually takes in a victim of knife crime, someone from the police, someone from the royal. He just thinks, like, takes kids to the mortuary. And I'm
real hard hit, yeah. Because I do think this is what needs to happen now.
I'm going to start going to some assemblies with him.
Mm-hmm.
When I've got time.
So you're going to stand up in assembly. You won't be let into school. They won't let you into a school.
When you sat in, no, they won't. But I've got a plan of what I'm going to do because I think we've had such a good response from what we've done already.
Mm-hmm.
It would be criminal not to carry on. Once this half marathon's done, it'd be criminal to not carry on doing
something. Well, let's look at what's been going on because I've been looking at my mate Laura and she starts off on her Twitter talking about what she's going to do and she wants to do something positive. And I've watched the whole journey and you've got like celebrities asking you, can they get involved in this? Yeah. I think people are sitting back and they're looking for a way that they can make a change.
Yeah.
Because as we've discussed, it's not getting any better. It's getting worse if anything else. So who have you been surprised maybe to hear from?
Everyone.
You had ITV, didn't you?
Yeah. So I'm talking with ITV, BBC,
mm-hmm.
The local papers, obviously.
Yeah.
And Steve from City Talk.
He's been good, hasn't he? He wants to get involved.
Yeah. And the guys as well. They did. They've been a girl called Kate James, I think it is. She wrote an amazing article and just nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. Got it straight away.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised by... More than media influencers, I'm surprised by the general public that have got in touch with me. Last night on Twitter is something that I haven't really focused on. Instagram and Facebook, I have. But one of my key objectives is to increase my Twitter followers. I noticed on Twitter yesterday, this electrical company, don't even know who they are, in Liverpool, have tagged me into a tweet that B&M Bargains are looking at either giving money away or they're looking at doing something. And he's included us in the tweet saying you need to focus your attention on this.
So just people you've never met, you don't know, you've got no connection.
Don't even know
with,
who it is.
They're finding you popping up on people's feeds.
So I then put in my WhatsApp group, which has got all these members. Does anyone know who this is? Please stand forward. And no one has. So I still don't know who this company is. But I think, how amazing is that?
I think you'll find that in this city, I mean, I'm sure every city is proud
someone
of what they
do. Someone donated to Just Given £200.
And they don't know you?
Anonymous.
They must have been affected in some way. No, it wasn't me. I haven't given you a bean, I will, though. I'll, I will.
I was
definitely.
Like, I actually said to my husband, is that you? He went, no.
No.
Girls from school. I've
they
got
haven't
in touch.
Seen for years.
No. And they're like, how can we get involved? Yeah. And I love the fact that they're all the same as me. You know, they couldn't run a bath.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now
but
they're like
training hard. Yeah. Well, I see you on your Instagram out and about.
You should see me on the streets.
Most nights. Fit. How many times a week are you training? Going from, by the way, not walking to literally further than the car.
No, I couldn't. No one would go out running with me because how bad I was.
Mm.
I mean, I'd get a stitch from just walking out the house.
Yeah.
But I'm going about 3 times a week, typically 2 times a week. But wait for it. I never thought I'd do this as well. I joined a running group last Monday.
Well, how
all
are you
women.
That?
Amazing. All women. There's 176 members. I've got members that want to do it, that want to join.
Your club now?
I think there's about 5, and 2 of which have bought T-shirts.
It's not all easy, though, and I think we need to talk about the downsides of running. She messaged me the other day, and she's like, Leanne, it's real. It really happened.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
What happened to you when you were out running? Where were you? Were you in Formby or somewhere, wasn't you?
I was running from ours down a road called Raven Mills, which is like a proper long road.
Mm-hmm.
Headphones on, all the gear, no idea. And if you eat your tea
before you run,
it's probably like a really bad idea. Because I had to cut me. I was actually running.
Did you jump behind a bush or did you just contain it in your leggings?
No, I didn't actually fully blown shit myself, but it was there, ready to. I was running to go to circuit training and I pay to go there as well. But I had to text him and say I can't make it.
Oh.
And I literally had to run back and but it's a term. Apparently it's called running tummy.
Oh, right. I knew
runner's tummy.
I knew it was real,
It happens to everyone, apparently.
Yeah. You see.
So be prepared.
If you're going to do it, if you're going to just take yourself off, you listen to this now and you're thinking, I'm going to start running. For whatever reason, it might be for a totally different cause, just don't have your tea before you go.
I did text some of my mates, Amy.
Our mate Amy.
And she's Scottish Amy. And she was like, oh, it happens to the best of us.
Because she's a runner.
Yeah,
she's been running for years,
She's in our team.
And has it happened to her?
Loads. Loads, regularly.
Oh, it doesn't sound glamorous,
so I can understand, I can see how it happened to Paula Radcliffe when she was...
And is that real? Did that really happen?
Yeah. She She shat her pants.
Yeah. Leggings.
It wasn't. It was a pair of running knickers.
Shorts.
That's what I'm going to do next year. Not shat my pants. But I am going to get in shape that much.
You can wear running shorts. And,
do you remember like pee knickers from school?
And if you have to run behind a bush, it's much easier than taking your leggings
Apparently, when you stop to go to the toilet, it adds on quite a bit to your time.
Yeah, so you can't. You've got to keep running and doing whatever you've got to do.
But then you have to eat before you do it to get your energy.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a catch-22.
Little packet of wine gums, you'll be fine. Yeah. Say I have things like that, don't they? Skittles or something.
Well, usually I go out and I have a pack of Haribo. Yeah. Something like this before a run, and that definitely gives you energy. But they say I have like a bowl of pasta, and I think, oh.
Pasta, Haribo, you've literally got me now considering being a runner.
You should do it. You've been that good.
I've just got no discipline. I'll do it for a day, you know what I'm like? So I'll just turn up when you're doing your big run. So talk about your big run. When's your big run?
So it's the 26th of May, it's the bank holiday weekend, and that's when the rock and roll marathon happens. Mm-hmm. We're not doing the marathon. The reason why I'm not doing the marathon, because loads of people have come to me and said, so what about a half marathon? And I would say exactly the same. But you've got to bear in mind, none of us are runners. There's none of us, apart from Terry and Amy, have ran a marathon. Oh, no, in fact, and John. So there's three. I tell a lie. There's three of us who've done a marathon. But to get us to do 13 miles is like quite a big deal. I went out on Saturday and did 7 and something K. It really is a challenge.
I'm sitting here thinking, I can't believe. I can believe because I know how much you love Joe Colin and I know how much this means to you. And I can believe anything that you're going to put your mind to it. But the fact that you're actually getting good at it, Laura.
I know.
You are getting good at it. You're doing some distances.
I know.
And you're messaging me like, been out again tonight.
I ran up sand dunes on Saturday like Rocky Philadelphia on the steps, honestly.
Stop it. So a couple of things then to take from this podcast this week. You can go from not being able to walk the shop to literally going running 2-3 times a week and feeling the difference. We're all thinking it. Are you noticing a difference? Are you 100%. Losing weight? Are you toning
100%
up?
Losing weight. I majorly had a setback on Saturday because I did this near 8K.
Yeah.
And was the thing is, you've got such an increased appetite and just
starving
smashed
afterwards.
Two Greg's steak bakes.
Well, if you can do it with your lashes on, and the lashes are massive. I've never seen lashes as big as our Laura's. If she can do it with her lashes looking all gorgeous whilst needing to go for a number two in the middle of the street next to it. You know, anything's possible. It's the new year. We could all start doing something.
January will be a good time for everyone to get involved, really, I think, because it'll be all about getting in shape and everything.
It'll give you time enough to get confident for the big race.
You only need about 13 weeks to get ready for a half marathon, so I'm well ahead of my game. So by the time May comes, I'm expecting to be like in the top three of people that cross the finish line.
Well, I'm not going to say I reckon you will be, but you know what? Well done you for being positive and being a professional runner and doing something that's so amazing. If anyone wants to at this moment find you, maybe they've got a business, they want to sponsor you, where do they find you? Give us a place they can go.
So we're on Facebook, Instagram and on Twitter. Facebook, you just need to search Facebook In Memory of Colin McGinty, exactly the same with Instagram and the same with Twitter, and you'll find us there.
Okay, that's brilliant. And look forward to all these school tours and where the money's going to go. Yeah. And hopefully you'll come back on and you'll tell us all the fabulous things you're doing with the cash that you're raising.
I will, 100%.
Love it. Thank you, Laura.
Thanks, Leanne.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.